Well, the hits keep on coming for business owners. As I mentioned earlier in the program, I have a stack here of companies that have gone out of business in Michigan. Just reading about two more restaurants, long-time restaurants in the city of Grand Rapids, gone permanently because they cannot keep up with the closures, the restrictions, the threats from the local health departments, and the list goes on, right? So you couple that now with a proposal for massive tax increases, increasing the business tax from 21 to 28% at the federal level, going after S corporations, which is the backbone of small business in America. I think there's a lot of trouble on the horizon. My next guest might feel the same way. From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, joining me is Rich Studley, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, good to have you.
Good morning, Steve. With all the progress we're making in Michigan, starting to turn the corner, the fight against COVID-19, distributing safe and effective vaccines, the governor's been resisting pressure to reimpose state lockdowns and shutdowns. I'm sorry to report that the Biden-Harris administration is going down a difficult path. Business groups last week, both the U.S. Chamber and the National Association of Manufacturers, have taken a close look at the Biden-Harris infrastructure plan. A lot of that is not about fixing roads and bridges, as you have shared with your listeners. The real problem now is, incredibly, the Biden-Harris administration is talking about doing severe damage to Michigan and America's economy. Last week, the National Association of Manufacturers released a report from Rice University in Houston, Texas, that said the Biden-Harris corporate tax hike would cost Michigan and America 1 million jobs. Steve, it's ironic that we would have to remind a new administration of part of the truth about economics and taxes. When you tax something, you get less of it. The Biden-Harris tax hike, multi-trillion-dollar tax hike, would mean less economic activity, fewer jobs. It would raise the corporate tax increase on America's largest corporations, the corporate tax rate, by 33%, from 21% to 28%, which would be one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. We're looking at a decline in the gross domestic product. That's government speak for economic activity. Economic activity would be down $117 billion by 2023. $190 billion by 2026, $119 billion by 2023. I hope your listeners will reach out to members of Michigan's congressional delegation, Democrats and Republicans. We need Michigan's congressional delegation not just to say no, but frankly to say hell no. The Biden-Harris tax hikes are an insanely bad idea.
And then you couple that, Rich, with the 1-2 punch. The second part of that, I believe, from what I'm seeing, and I'd like you to weigh in on this, is the increased attention to regulations. I mean, Waters of the USA and other ideas that were bad ideas are being brought back in. Other oversight of businesses in a variety of places are so onerous that you take the increase in taxes. You couple it with more government regulations and problems and hurdles and hoops to jump through, you're making it almost impossible for the small business to survive, but almost guaranteeing the giant businesses, the big corporations, will thrive. Just like we saw box stores open during the pandemic and the Monpa hardware stores and specialty stores getting crushed. Am I on the right track or not?
Steve, you are on the right track. One thing we know at the Michigan Chamber is that the business community is really all in this together. Big businesses, major corporations that are founded in Michigan, have been part of our history and culture. Medium-sized companies innovating, growing, changing our economy, changing our communities. Wonderful small businesses starting every day, every week, every month, adding new products and services. As employees and employers, we're all in this together. You can't sink half a boat. You can't impose tax rates on American companies that would be higher than the tax rates in communist China and expect that Michigan and other states will thrive. The U.S. Chamber CEO Suzanne Clark said it very well We applaud the focus on infrastructure investment, but not the business tax hikes. Businesses are just getting back on their feet. We need to come to the table and negotiate in a bipartisan way, and business needs to be at the table. I think most of your listeners would agree we need to fix our crumbling roads and bridges, but you are right. The pork barrel spending that would go on, trillions and trillions of dollars, not for roads and bridges, but education, for health care, for a thinly veiled version of AOC's Green New Deal, which will come with incredible regulations and hundreds of millions, billions of dollars in wasteful spending. It's just stunning that the new administration would go down this road so quick.
You know, and you look at the other big rollout items like the Paris Climate Accord that holds America accountable for, you know, different gases that are put in the environment, but China gets to continue to grow. China's opening a new, you know, coal-fired power plant every few days. They keep opening them as we're closing down and trying to rely on less reliable sources of energy. China is growing all the time. And by the way, China's the number one polluter on the planet, and yet it's America being asked to pay the price every time. That concerns me. I'll give you the last word.
Over the last few years, we've achieved energy independence for Michigan and America. It's sad to see at the state level, in the Whitmer administration, along with Attorney General Dana Nessel, an effort to cripple our economy by shutting down Line 5. Michigan needs energy for job creation and economic growth. The Biden tax hikes, the Biden regulations, the Biden boondoggle spending are absolutely the wrong way to go. I think responsible Democrats in Congress know that. They need encouragement and support to stand up, to speak out, to work across the aisle with Republicans and say,
agreed,
yes, let's fix our roads and bridges, but no on trillions of dollars of wasteful spending and more government regulation.
Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, always very informative. Thank you. We'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
I was diagnosed with cancer at age 6. 29 surgeries, a 15% chance to survive. Not to mention the stitches they lost count of.
Dan Wiseman, a basketball player at Hazlett High School.
5 years of rehab, a 34-inch scar, and four doctors that said I would never play again.
But play he did.
Wiseman for three.
Don't take what you have for granted. Sports are a privilege.
A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.